Good morning. This is Catherine Woodward Thomas. Welcome to your Heal Your Heart daily message. And today we're talking about the art of golden repair. And what we're modeling our conversation after is this Japanese art form called kintsugi. And kintsugi is the ancient art of repairing that which has been broken, and namely, normally, a piece of pottery, with gold. And in the repair with gold, this object that has been broken is thereby honored as valuable. And in particular, it's made in some ways even more valuable by the care that one takes in the repair. So the object is never going to be what it once was, and that's not the point of it. When the object is repaired by gold, it's not in an attempt to restore it to its original state. The object is restored to a new kind of beauty, to a state that is imperfect and yet beautiful and unique in its own way. And sometimes when we do that, art of golden repair, the object becomes even more beautiful than it originally once was. There's something about giving kindness and love in the face of being disappointed by another person that is so beautiful. It's a whole new dimension of what it is to truly love another person when you know the limitations of the relationship. When the old form is no longer appropriate because of actions taken or mistakes made. And when you make the choice, in spite of all those things, to show up with your former partner in ways that are kind, in ways that are respectful and even honorable and generous and fair-minded, you are repairing that which has been broken between you with gold. And you're weaving a new kind of love between you. It's a love that validates the value of the relationship that you once shared with that person that is now changing forms. And it's a stand that you take. No matter what the other person is doing or has done, it's a stand that you take to value and validate the relationship as worthy of your respect and appreciation. So you can do this no matter how the other person is behaving. And as we know, sometimes other people behave in ways that are devaluing or punishing, blaming, and they do that because they're defending against their own loss, against their own inventory, their self-inventory, where they're not yet ready to see certain things about themselves. Or they're doing that to defend against their guilt or their sorrow and their shame. But that doesn't mean that the current perspective that they're holding is valid or true. And we know that too. It's just kind of a defense, really, against the loss that they're feeling. They're not letting themselves grow through this experience in a way that would prevent this from happening with someone new in the future. But that's theirs to worry about. You are the patient on the operating table. And you're not a follower here. You're not following someone when they're going in the wrong direction. I remember when I was a kid, and I would just follow my friends no matter what they were doing, even if I kind of knew that we were getting into trouble. And my mom used to say to me, excuse me, you know, if your friends jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do it? I remember, you know, she'd say, well, they only did it because they did it. We're not followers here. Actually, we're leaders. And we're the leaders of love. And part of being a leader is to make these kind of dignified and generous gestures of repair whenever we can. So we're being generous even in how we're holding someone in our heart. We see their imperfections now. We see those things that would make it unwise for us to be close to them again, but we can see them with compassion, and we can see them in a way that gives us compassion for all of humanity. So we're going to be generous in how we hold that person. And we do that so that we can steer the connection in a just more wholesome direction and kind of repair the relationship in a way that will not allow it to be forever broken. And the other person may not again be open to these gestures, but particularly if you have children, or if you have, you know, other people in your community that depend upon the two of you. You want to make the effort to repair the connection in a way that is meaningful so that everyone can move forward into this happier future. And this is how we prevent kind of a whole host of challenges that can arise, like power struggles or cold wars that pull on people to take sides, or just not providing a cohesive sense of family or of community so the children can grow up in a healthy family or the community can be healthy. You know, it might be human to want revenge, but I do love that quote from John Southard. The only people you want to get even with are those who have helped you. So our practice today, discovering acts of golden repair. So today is a journaling exercise. I want to invite you to take out your notebook and just journal on the following. Just ask yourself this one question. What generous gesture or gestures could I extend to my former partner that has the potential to mend the damage that's been done and or to generate greater levels of goodwill and peace between us? What generous gesture or gestures could I extend to my former partner that holds the potential to mend the damage that's been done and or to generate greater levels of goodwill and peace between us? And when you're done journaling on this, I want to make sure that actually as you're journaling, just really stretch to identify three things that you could do, not that you have to do, but that you could, to generate this golden repair of the relationship. And once you've identified these potential actions, choose one action and make one generous gesture of repair to your former partner. Our healing power statement of the day: I have the power to repair that which is broken between myself and others, and to create greater levels of peace and goodwill in all my relationships. I have the power to repair that which is broken between myself and others, and to create greater levels of peace and goodwill in all my relationships. I have the power to repair that which is broken between myself and others, and to create greater levels of peace and goodwill in all my relationships. Our self-care action of the day: recreate your living environment. So you could do something as simple as just open wide all the windows to let a breeze run through your home, or you could rearrange your furniture, clear out your cupboards, and or give away things in your home that you no longer need or love.